Shall I do my facial reaction to that?
Okay, let's have a look.
Well, that's rubbish. That's place.
We're going to start with a prize task, and today's category is to bring in the most confusing thing.
Phil, my confusing thing is a confusing little box.
You want to see a picture
of it? Yes,
please. OK, here's a picture.
It's a confusing little box that you can't open, but you can. But you can't open it. But you can open it. It's a mysterious box I bought in Thailand from a mysterious man. And I haggled. I haggled for this box.
Okay. How did the haggling process go?
Well, he said 300 baht.
Yep.
And I said 150. And then he said 300. And I said 200. And then he said 300. So I paid 300 baht. And it's been absolutely worth it.
Do you think you can open it?
I can't open that picture.
No, you can open that box. But,
yeah. Oh.
You want to give it a go?
It's a confusing little box.
It's going to be good old telly, innit?
I'll just open the box, you pussy. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that came from, I just got impatient.
How was that all about?
I'm sorry, I got over. I thought that was
it's all right.
In my head. I thought it was in my head.
It's all right. I've just taken charge of the box. If I'd been there for 20 minutes or so, I would have understood you getting irritated, but I still wouldn't have expected you to use that sort of language. That's, you apologise and we'll leave it there.
Very sorry.
That's all right.
There you go. You want to try to open it? There you go.
That's 300 baht. I'm never getting back.
It's frustrating, isn't it, Greg, when you're asked to complete tasks under pressure and there's a lot of people watching.
This week, we've asked them to bring in the best pair of things.
What pair of things did you bring in?
I bought a pair of diamond earrings.
Here we go.
Oh.
There they are. What?
There they are.
As a prize, a pair of earrings is fairly route one, but if they're sufficiently valuable, then you could be looking at a pretty sweet position here.
Hope so, because they are valuable.
Well, how much were they?
I think they were 2,735.
Okay. Well, I know for a fact that Alex knows how much they were. How much were they, Alex?
Well, it says the description, weirdly, 100% brand new.
So you know they're good.
High quality alloy. £2.21. That's for the pair.
Well, that's rubbish. That's place.
We've asked our competitors to bring in the best membership / subscription. Ooh. Okay, so excitingly, not only will the person that's brought in the best membership / subscription get 5 whole points at the start of the show, the person who wins the entire episode will win 5 exclusive subscription / membership.
Hugh, given the enthusiasm you showed for Mel's, I'm petrified to ask
My
you.
Subscription is a genuine subscription. I'm genuinely a member of this thing.
Oh, God.
So yeah. I'm a member of a thing called the Cloud Appreciation Society.
Yeah, it's true. This
and
is
what
a certificate.
Happens, yeah, it's great. So every day, they send you an email picture of a cloud. You get a different cloud.
Hugh, have you heard of
every
the sky?
Every day. But in Britain, the sky is generally really shit.
How much do you pay for this?
It costs you about 17 quid a year.
17, and you can just go on the internet and type in cloud.
Yeah, but you don't get the excitement. You could just go to a shop and buy cheese.
Now, I imagine a group of villains all sitting around going, we've tried everything to rip people off, and then one of them going, could try and sell clouds to Hugh Dennis.
It's a fantastic thing. It's an incredibly relaxing thing.
You want to move on to Joe Lycett?
I do,
the
so
last
badly.
One.
Joe, please.
I've joined the Air Society. Get a picture of some air. Pure and simple, I've joined. And they just send you bits of bacon.
Yeah. Your bacon comes from happy, healthy British pigs. Healthy but dead.
So it's, I think it's one step up from a cheese toasty.
I can see what you're doing, but I'm not having that.
There we go. You've seen all five, Greg.
Yeah.
You've got to judge them.
All shit.
Mm-hmm. Last place?
Yeah, I think I know.
I love clouds, but of course you've got to go in last place, just because I'm worried about you.
Greg, so we've asked them to bring in their cutest thing. OK, it's nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, so it's up to you, Greg Davis, isn't it, to judge which of their things is the cutest.
Yep. Mel.
I've bought in, it's so cute. It's a little toweling pea pod, and then you unzip it, and then you see the little three peas inside. It's... Honestly, gang, check this out.
Can you have a look?
It's... Look! It's all got little names.
He doesn't like it, Mel.
What?
What's wrong, Greg?
Don't work for me.
Oh.
So they've all got different characters and different voices.
Have they?
Can do different voices.
Do the voices of each of the three, and I'll see if that makes it better.
The one on the left, he's speaking like that.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And the one in the middle talks like that.
Well, I mean, he's clearly having an inappropriate relationship with it.
And the one on the right talks like that.
Irritating. What is the prize category this week,
Great
please?
Question. Well, it's a big one. Drum roll, please. Today we've asked them... Today we've asked them to bring in the most surprisingly expensive item. Surprisingly expensive. So it's up to you, Greg, as a taskmaster, to decide who has brought in the most surprisingly expensive item. Nish.
I have bought in 100 euros. Because it is surprisingly expensive now to buy 100 euros.
Well, let's see how surprising it is.
Okay.
I travel to Spain regularly.
Yes, you do.
And I would have guessed late 80s. I would have said it was worth about...
No, it's 91.
I would have said 88.
Yeah, it's 91.
So I'll give you my surprise face.
Okay.
Who's next? Okay, bad presents.
Bad presents.
Rod, what have you bought in?
I have brought in a present that my named relative wife, Sian, gave to me. And I think you, for one, Mr. Davis, will appreciate it.
I will appreciate that because I bought that for Rod's wife.
Yes, you did.
I only gave her 2 weeks ago, the cheeky... Has she genuinely given it to you?
Yes. What do you expect her to do with it? Treasure it? So it's on its third recipient, potentially, tonight, in as many weeks.
Yeah. That's coming back to me at some point, isn't it? Right, so what's the prize task, Alex?
We've asked them to bring in the most exciting thing, beginning with G. Hmm, OK. And you, of course, know what mine is. It's your special spot. The person or woman that's brought in the most exciting thing, beginning with... That's brought in the most exciting thing, beginning with G, will get 5 wholesome points.
Kerry!
Right, my thing is guacamole.
OK, and what? You heard Phil's, did you? I'm irritated already. Tell me it's not a bowl of guacamole,
yes,
Kerry.
Yes, it is.
Let's have a look at it.
Oh, it doesn't even look very nice.
I'm a better shade of green than that, Kerry.
Come on, Kerry.
I think guacamole is exciting because it's delicious.
Right.
It's got a very narrow window of good times because it goes brown, doesn't it? Literally the next day. You don't ever eat it alone. It's a shared dish. It's a party dish.
Oh, you can eat it alone, can't you, Alex?
I often do.
Okay, I see where you're coming from.
What?
That it's shit.
Today's prize category. What have these people brought in for me?
OK, it's quite a niche one this time. The 5 rivals have been asked to bring in the heaviest item that can fit in a shoebox. OK?
Sarah, what did you bring in?
I have brought a poisonous snake. It's very heavy, so the lid is shut.
OK.
And it's very poisonous.
Have we weighed the snake?
Well, no, I wasn't allowed to approach the box. I was told there needed to be a handler, so we don't... I mean, I haven't weighed it.
I think it's about... How much was the marble?
A 27...
I think
it's
about 32.
Well, it's up to you, isn't it?
Well, if it hasn't been weighed, then it's null and void, right?
Well, she said it was 32.
Yeah. It's just about whether you trust me or not.
Oh, I don't.
Today we've asked them to bring in something that makes the most excellent noise.
Excellent being the key word.
And noise being the other
key word. The other key word.
Whoever the thing makes the most excellent noise, in your superior opinion, Greg, will get the first 5 points of the show, and at the end of the episode, the winner will take home 5 noisy items.
Wow. You.
Hello, Greg.
Hi,
nice to see you.
Welcome to the show. What noise-making object have you bought?
Well, I have bought a CD with a looped recording of my own laugh on it.
Wow. Oh.
Funny and interesting.
The description was an excellent noise.
It isn't. I mean, if you stretch excellent to include the words
awful,
pungent,
upsetting,
and awful,
awful,
harrowing,
grating,
it certainly is distinctive, Gregory.
And for this, we've asked them each to bring in the most powerful smell. Yes, smell, widely renowned for working well on television. Greg will judge which he thinks is the most powerful smell and give out a massive 5 points to its owner. And at the end of the episode, one lucky winner will take home oodles of odours.
So it's a powerful smell that you've brought in. It's something, if you've used your brains, will appeal to me. Joe?
I do think this is quite a contender. It's when you take the little stalk off the tomato and inside the bit where it's been, there's a sort of a slightly heady green smell.
A heady green smell.
A heady green smell.
Heady green smell.
What's powerful about it?
Well, the other one was a fart.
Get it in his face, it ruined his life. No, I don't mind whiffing this one myself.
Quick.
Yep, smells like a tomato. Good that we've got the last place. Lou, pressure is off.